Hey, everybody. It's Jay Schellen here, and you're listening to Yes Music Podcast.
So just pre-Easter 2024, I'm here with Mark to talk about Talk. Hello, Mark.
Hello there, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Like you said, it's before Easter, and we're having some fantastic Easter weather here. Cool. Not a cloud in the sky. It's nice and 10 degrees Celsius, so can't complain.
Well, it's 6 degrees and lashing down with rain here. So.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's quite a difference.
Yeah.
Anyway, the good news is that Talk is to be reissued. Well, at least I think that's good news. We'll have a talk about that and see if we agree. So here's the little Yes official Instagram way of releasing the information. They said, Yes's 14th studio album, Talk, has been digitally remastered and will be released through Spirit of Unicorn Music on May the 24th as a 4-disc deluxe edition featuring bonus studio material and a previously unreleased live show from... Now, I found out how to pronounce this word by looking it up on the internet. Canadegua, I think, is how you pronounce it, which is not somewhere I've ever heard of before, but it was clearly on the tour. Yes, so from there, in New York, from May 19th, 1994, a limited edition double white vinyl set and also as a single CD. And we'll come back to the lots of different formats that you can get this release on in a minute. But first of all, Mark, a good idea to have this anniversary release?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, you know, they've already, let's put it this way, they've already re-released Fragile how many times, Close to the Edge how many times, you know, the Yes album just got a reissue as well, and that's been reissued dozens of times. I mean, I have two different vinyl reissues of that already. So this album is something that has rarely gotten redone. I think the last time I saw a reissue was Music on Vinyl did a vinyl version of it. And other than that, I don't think there's been a reissue of this album. Certainly not this way on a CD, multiple CDs. And as you know, I'm a sucker for these kinds of CD box sets. I got tons of them from other artists. But you know, having one, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think it's very positive as well. And one of the quotations that I saw, I haven't been able to find exactly where it was again. One of the different social media outlets. This was referred to as the great lost Yes album. Now, what do you think they're referring to when they call it a lost Yes album? Clearly, that's part of the marketing. They want people to be more excited by that. But lost in what sense do you think?
I think what they mean is that when you come up to somebody and say, "Yeah, you know, are you a Yes fan? Yeah, oh yeah, I love Yes. You remember that album, Talk? People are like, what album?" You know, like I think that in the canon of this or the discography, this is one that's not very often talked about, often overlooked. And I think, you know, the casual Yes fan might not even know about it. You know, they know about albums like, you know, like I said, Fragile, and they'll know 90125.
Yeah.
They might even know stuff like they may even know Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, Howe, for example, right?
Yeah.
But how many of them will know about Talk? Maybe not that many, you know?
Yeah, I think that's right. And also, it's not been available, like you say, it's not been re-released very often, but it's also not been available on streaming platforms. So if you're one of the very new brand of Yes fans and have found quite a bit of the music via streaming, then you won't have heard this. You know, it's a bit like the original version of Fly From Here. It seems to have disappeared from the streaming platforms from time to time. There are versions of it up now on YouTube, as most things are. Here's another bit from, presumably this is the official press release, but this is from loudersound.com, and that's the website behind Prog Magazine and all the other magazines as well. So they say, Talk was originally released on the then newly formed Victor Music, part of the JVC company, headed up by Phil Carson, the record company executive who had been instrumental in the success of the band's 1983 album 90125. It was the third and final album released by the Trevor Rabin incarnation of the band, or Yes West, as they were dubbed. It followed a larger-scale Yes reunion for 91's Union album. It was just a beautiful time for me and Trev, enthuses singer John Anderson, in the exclusive new interviews featured in the set from prog editor Jerry Ewing, It was a very harmonious experience for me, he said. That's John Anderson. So, yes, it seems that they've got some quite extensive new interviews. They've talked to Trevor Rabin and John Anderson. Jerry Ewing has done it. Well, I was interested to see that Jerry Ewing had been chosen to be the person who could represent the written word, as it were, for Yes. But clearly, Rabin and Anderson, who were principally, I think, behind the writing of Talk, very excited, presumably, to see this new set. And a great combination, wasn't it, at the time, Rabin and Anderson?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always thought that they were a very good combo. And I know that John Anderson has spoken very highly of this album. And I mean, it's not a surprise, because if you look at 90125, it was a record that he came in last minute, didn't have much involvement with. Mm. Then Big Generator comes around. And again, it's one of these records where he is involved, but I think it's merely spearheaded by Trevor Rabin. Trevor Rabin did a lot of singing on that as well. But, you know, this album seems to be the one where they sat down together and really focused on it as a pair, these two. I mean, I know Chris Squire also had some input as well on some songs, but I think those two really, you know, saw the light with each other and worked very well together. And, you know, I've always liked this album. I think it's one of John Anderson's better vocally performed albums, to be honest.
Yeah. We'll come back to the bits and pieces of video that exist and some of the controversy perhaps about that in a minute. But I did, when I was listening through that this week, Anderson said that one of the best things about this album for him was that he found it very easy to record the vocals for it. And that was, I think, down to the way it was put together by Trevor Rabin. And there's a little quote about it here. Talk was one of the first albums to be recorded and edited entirely digitally without using traditional audio tape, a groundbreaking move at the time. But the technology, as advanced as it was not without its problems. In January 1994, Northridge in the San Fernando Valley in California was hit by an earthquake measuring 6.7 on the Richter scale. And production had to be halted as the early Apple Mac computers they were working on were being affected by the tremors. To put the technology into context now, in its unedited form, the completed Talk took up 34 gigabytes of memory, which today could be transferred via flash drive in seconds. Mm. So, yes, this was amazing use of technology, and we've talked about this before. But, yes, the being interrupted by an earthquake is quite something. And the whole thing fitting into 34 gigs. Now, you're someone who uses computers extensively to record your music, Mark. Does that sound like not very much memory at all?
Well, I mean, it's funny because when you look at some of the file sizes that you have now, I mean, I remember I had one of the songs that I had, I think it was like 280 megabytes for one song. So, I mean, like when you think about it, 34 gigabytes for a song, for an album is not that bad. I mean, it is a lot probably back then, like, because I remember them saying that they had like, what did they say, like 20 hard drives or something like that in this closet that was running the system, because it was really primitive, you know, like, I mean,
yes,
and all things compared, I mean, we had, like they said, we have USB sticks that can hold just as much as, I mean, the system that I have now, or the hard drive, the external one that I use for all of my recording, is a 1 terabyte.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I could fit like thousands of talks on that, you know,
in
comparison.
I think that's right. And I think the other problem with the computers at the time was that the processing speed just wasn't fast enough to be able to record straight onto the computer's hard drive. So you had to have these external systems, as you referred to there. Another problem that they had, the album's progress was sadly thwarted, it says, by the record label going bust within weeks of its release. Yes have been prone to this, haven't they? Leading to its general scarcity. It was reissued as a collector's edition in April 2002 on Spitfire Records, and in 2006 as part of the Yes album compilation box set Essentially Yes on Eagle Records, but has remained a difficult-to-find release for fans. Well, yes, that's certainly true, and I've got a copy of the collector's editions. We'll come back to which ones we've got in a minute. But yes, it always seems to be the way, doesn't it? Whether it's a world disaster like 9/11, you know, getting in the way of magnification being as successful as it could have been, or this is not the first time that record companies have gone bust around the release of a Yes album. They do seem to be particularly unfortunate.
Yeah, I think there was a record, if I'm not mistaken, that was on Spitfire, and they went belly up as well. I think so. Yes. Yeah, this is not new for Yes. I mean, they haven't had much luck in that department. And it's funny because that documentary that I often refer to,
yes,
with John Brewer, who I think is executive producer of it, talks about the fact that when he became their manager for that brief time during around the Keys to Ascension era, one of the first things that he wanted to do was to re-get in contact with Atlantic Records, which I think is one of the smartest things he could have tried to have done, because they really need a solid record label, because it just seems that every other one they go to, it seems to either explode or go bankrupt or something, you know. So now they're lucky that they have Inside Out, because that's a pretty solid, stable record label to be on now. So I don't think they have that worry anymore with that.
Yes, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because of course they've sold the back catalogue, but only up until Big Generator. So this is not included in that deal, which is how that they can release it differently. So it's also a slightly strange coincidence that I was looking up the DAW, the digital audio workstation, like Pro Tools and all those sorts of things that people use nowadays. Back then, of course, that was way before these familiar names even existed. But what they used was something called Mark of the Unicorn Digital Performer Software. And this was one of the, as I say, one of the very earliest doors, which was used by Raven and is mentioned in the sleeve notes to Talk. But the strange coincidence is that the label that's released this new package is called Spirit of Unicorn Music. So Mark of the Unicorn being released on Spirit of the Unicorn, which is quite funny. But yeah, I've looked into Spirit of Unicorn Music because it's a name that I've heard quite a bit recently. And here's what they say on their website about themselves. It was born out of the highly celebrated international music management company QEDG Management, which is home of such luminaries as Yes, Asia, yes, John Wetton, Keith Emerson, Greg Lake, Focus, Martin Turner, Curved Air and Downs Braid Association. So you can see where this is all coming from. The label was initially formed as a vehicle for making the catalogue material from the estates of Keith Emerson, Greg Lake and John Wetton available to fans across the globe. But since then, they've developed into much more than that. And they are partnered with Cherry Red Records, who is a label that we know very, very well as well. And I just wanted to mention three other box sets, as they say on the site, official box sets that Spirits of Unicorn Music have done. An Extraordinary Life, which is an amazing collection of John Wetton. Yep. Magical, which I think is the Greg Lake box set. And Variations, which is the Keith Emerson 20 CD box set with a 48-page book and so on. So they clearly are into producing very high quality. And they call themselves a boutique label. And small is beautiful, as they say. And if you look at the illustrations of this box set, it certainly looks like it's going to be beautifully produced, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks really well done. I am kind of looking forward to getting this, mainly because, like you said, I mean, this hasn't been an album that's easy to find out in the wild, as they say. And even CD wise, I mean, I think that right as of right now, and I know I can already hear the shock and awe within the 5th percentile of our fan base here, that they're going to be in shock to hear that I only own a CD copy of this album.
Oh, right.
Yes. I don't even own a vinyl copy of this. This is the one hole in my catalog that I need to rectify.
Yes, absolutely. Well, a bit like I did with ABWH, at one stage I went a little bit mad collecting things to do with Talk. So I've got my, and I'll put photographs of these on the show notes for this week. Mm-hmm. I've got my original Talk CD, mm-hmm, and then I do have a copy, as we've just mentioned, of the Collector's Edition, which has got new sleeve notes in it by our friend Chris Welsh. And that's also got a bonus track on it, which is the special extended version of The Calling, which I'm assuming is going to be on this. We'll have a look at the track listing, or the supposed track listing for this collection in a minute. And yeah, so generally I play that extended version. And then I managed to get hold of two promos. So I've got a promo of The Calling as a single edit and radio edit on that one, and also a State of Play, which is just the single track State of Play, so which they clearly sent round to record companies, sent round to radio studios, I'm sure. And then I managed to get hold of the thing which we're going to come back to in a second, which is the CD-ROM. So this was an interesting idea. It says, experience Yes's latest album, Talk From the Inside. And I think we've spoken about this before. It's a CD-ROM called Yes Active. And so it's got video clips as well as the whole of the album itself, video clips which can now be viewed on YouTube. And the last thing, you've already mentioned it, and I do have a copy of it just here, Music on Vinyl, 180-gram audiophile vinyl pressing of the album, which is nicely packaged and produced because it's got the original CD booklet, but in 12-inch by 12-inch format. So that's really nice. And, beautifully produced and obviously sounds fantastic, as you would expect. All right, then. Well, let's come on to what's on in this set. So, from Henry Potts, our friend's site, he seems to have access to all the information about Yes that you could ever possibly imagine on his site. So he starts off with the information that we already know about. But then he goes on to what different variations that you can get this in. So he says there's going to be a one CD version, as we've mentioned, a limited edition 2LP white vinyl. So there you are, Mark, that's for you, presumably. The original album on three sides and The Calling special version, there we are, on side D. And a four CD deluxe edition box set with bonus studio material and a previously unreleased live show. That's that word I can't say, Cana Degua, from there on the 19th of June 1994. All versions come with the new sleeve notes, as we said. So there's no exciting variations on the Talk original album. But then there are The Calling special version, single edit, radio edit. There's Untitled, Trevor Rabin instrumental. There's a demo of Endless Dream. There's an instrumental of Where Will You Be? There's a Walls instrumental. And there's excerpts from Endless Dream as an instrumental. Now, Henry goes on to say, tracks 5 to 7 must come from the Yes Active CD-ROM. And I presume tracks 4 and 8 do too, so that's some of the instrumentals and so on. With track 4, that's Untitled at the moment, Trevor Rabin instrumental actually being the State of Play demo, and track 8 probably being Silent Spring as on the main album. Track 1 is an extended version currently included on some versions of the album. Tracks 2 and 3 were single edits made available at the time. So, from one point of view, it is, I think, very, very, very good thing to have that Yes Active CD-ROM content actually available again. And that's certainly something which, apart from the very bad copy on YouTube, and I'll embed it into the show notes for this week, but that information, that material has not been available anywhere else at all. And as I said, I skimmed through it today just before we recorded. And there's some really nice interviews, particularly with Alan White and Tony Kaye, actually, who takes you through the keyboard rig that he used for the live concerts on the Talk tour, and some nice footage of both Rabin and Anderson as well. So that's good, isn't it? That this is actually seeing the light of day at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I do own that. I forgot to mention I do own that CD-ROM.
Oh, you do, right?
Yeah, I do have that, and I thought that was interesting. I did like how Tony Kaye was showing the different ways that he sets up his keyboards to play some of the samples and stuff like that that were needed to be reproduced for the tour.
Yes.
Very interestingly done. I mean, when I looked though at the four CD breakdown, I mean, okay, obviously CD-1 is the original album. Now, one thing I don't know if they just didn't mention this or if they're implying that this is the original version of it. I was surprised that there's not a remaster of this being done for this. I mean, you would think that when you're doing a re-release or a release of a box set, 9 times out of 10, they'll do a remaster, remastering of the album, at least not a remix, but a remaster. Right. So I don't know if this is,
somewhere in the information, it said it was remastered, but anyway, yes, okay. Carry on.
And then, the CD2 talk versions, I mean, it's I mean, if you're not a big follower of this album, and like we said before, if you're one of these people who is just not even aware of this album, this will be great for you. You know, the special version of The Calling, the single edit, the radio edits, stuff like that. But for someone like me, I think disc 2 is going to be the one that's going to collect dust out of this because I mean, how many versions of The Calling do I really need on on an album, you know? And these, as you mentioned, these other pieces that are on there are all available on the other CD-ROM, the interactive stuff.
Yes.
So, I mean, the real, for me, and I've had no problems ever admitting this, but I'm a huge live concert guy, whether it's a bootleg concerts or whatever. And reading in the notes here that I've got to saying that this is actually a soundboard recording made me extremely happy because I was hoping that they weren't going to pull a fast one and give us one of these like audience ones that sound like you're sitting beside a organ grinder or a cement truck, you know, recording. But it's going to be great to have this in decent quality because soundboards are good. They're directly from the board. There's no, you know, there's no interference between the instrumentation and everything. It's right to the recorder. So it should sound relatively decent. And but of course, you can only do so much with that as well. But I'm sure it's going to sound decent and we're going to enjoy it like crazy, I think.
Yeah. So that will be great. And Henry also says that he thinks that this is a copy of the bootleg Endless Dream, called Endless Dream. And the tracks were somewhat reordered on that. But presumably they will have scrubbed it up somewhat and it'll be the best possible audio production of that. The other thing I wanted to say that, yes, what I was missing about the Yes Active CD-ROM tracks is, of course, that they are on a CD. So they won't be the actual video content. They'll just be the instrumental pieces taken from that. So actually, no, we don't have the video. That would have been great, wouldn't it, to have disc 5 being a DVD disc with those things on it.
This is a missed opportunity, okay? Mm. And this is why, Yes Management, if you're listening to this fine recording, you really need to contact me and Kevin to be like assistant, you know, project managers on some of these things because you guys are really missing on things that I'm sure the Yes people or the Yes fans, better yet, would be very interested in. I mean, we're in the era of the Blu-ray.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what would be better than to have a fifth CD or a Blu-ray, excuse me, that had, for example, the interactive redone, you know, maybe polished up a bit with the technology. Now you can clean it up a bit, put that on there as one of the things that you can watch. Yeah. Also, I know for a fact that there are several versions of live concerts from this tour, including the Buenos Aires one that I think me and you have.
Yes.
Yeah. That you could clean up a bit too, put it on there for people to see as well, you know, and of course, you know, you call up our good friend Stephen Wilson. He can turn around and do the, you know, the 24-bit, you know, 192 resolution, you know, high audio versions of the album as well. Because, you know, every box that has these high res stereo or the Atmos mixes of, you know, the album itself. I mean, this is something that is now becoming almost the norm for it. Why it isn't involved in this, I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to spend the extra money to get that done. But I think it's a missed opportunity because for an extra, you know, who knows, you could have added an extra $50 to the package and justify it by having the video and all that stuff on there.
Yeah, it would have been great. I really do think so. And I know Henry has tweeted that he's upset that if it is the Yes Active material, then it should be labeled appropriately so that people don't get their hopes up for something completely novel which isn't actually included. But yes, I do think they've missed a chance to get that video material out there. And I suppose at the very least they could have put it on the website on yesworld.com. There could have been a special section to support this release and actually have that CD-ROM content on there. And I don't mean, you know, necessarily working interactively like the CD-ROM did, but I do mean the interview footage and the live footage, because we still won't have a proper version of that to watch, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, again, I think we're on the same page when it comes to that, as far as, you know, being informed on all the specifics on it, because, you know, when you just get this sort of basic information on here, you don't know what to really expect, because you, until just now, you know, I didn't totally realize, to be honest, that tracks 4 to 8 were taken from that. Mm-hmm. I just thought that they were just regular, like, you know, versions of the album that were just, you know, vocals muted, or just a different mix that was done during the mixing sessions for the, you know, Endless Dream, and they just, you know, took early versions of it or whatever. So
yeah,
to know this would be very handy. But from the record company's point of view, it could be also a sort of sly, smart thing on their end, because they're probably thinking, well, you know, guys, if we tell them that this is available on that interactive thing, maybe they're not going to buy it, because maybe half these people already own this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good point. Okay, well, you know, I think this looks fantastic. It's got some fantastic content on it. Perhaps we're a little disappointed that it hasn't included that video content. But overall, I think it's hugely positive that this has come out, and hopefully that means that they will continue with and special anniversaries putting out more sets like this, which would be fantastic. But don't take our word for it. Let us know what you think on the show notes comments for this week. For the moment, thank you very much indeed, Mark.
You're very welcome, Kevin.